something comes through you into this world, it may be through words, it may be through action, it may be through a simple invisible emanation of your being, that does something to, even to this world of things. It changes things here too. It makes it more harmonious, a more benign place to be, a less harsh place. Yes, where polarities still exist, but in a more benign way. In other words, you become an instrument for healing, in a very wide sense of the word, for peace. Peace comes through you into this world. And it is the peace that you cannot understand, that Jesus didn't understand either, because he said, the peace that passes all understanding. So in other words, he didn't understand it either. His mind didn't understand the way it comes from, the depth of it. You become a field of peace in this world. It's almost as if something from another dimension came through you into this world of form and affects the world of form. So this is your destiny also, to become that transparency. As the crust of identification with mental objects breaks up, dissolves, something shines through. And so in many of you, you already bring, as you go out into the world, you bring peace into situations simply by being there. By not stepping out of the old reactive consciousness. We'll be talking again what that means in relationships in more detail. So when you allow the form that this moment takes to be, your own form, the psychological form of me, becomes somewhat transparent. When you resist the form that this moment takes, your own psychological form, the form of me, becomes more solidified, rigid, impenetrable. And you can actually feel that in yourself. When you go into a situation and you have contraction and resistance, you argue, you won't need to be right. And you can see in that need to argue, to be right, to win, fight, your own, the psychological sense of self contracts and becomes more hardened. The me, you get a stronger sense of self, of stronger sense of who you are, but it's the illusion of who you are. When you can triumph over somebody and show them that you are right and not they, or that you have more than they, or you know more than they, or can do more than they, or you are more miserable than anybody else, it works either way, as long as it's more, you are ill, I've been ill for years. Mind, I have more than you. I may not have more money than you, but I'm more ill than you. And this is the madness of the human condition. When you resist what is, the form hardens the self. And when you allow what is, it softens. And as it softens, it becomes transparent and something shines through that is spacious. You become spacious. And I am sure it also does something even to your physical form, although scientists don't know, haven't discovered what that is. Maybe they haven't examined a surrendered human being yet. Maybe they haven't heard about it yet. And as humanity begins to live in this way, or a larger part of humanity, of course, it is likely that the physical organism will also undergo changes. Perhaps there'll be even more space than there's already. Already you consist of 99% empty space. Scientists know that. The atoms, the space between the atoms that make up your body is so vast that you are more than 99% empty space.